we've taken the motion that David Ridgway's proposed from the opposition. We took that to Cabinet yesterday and through our caucus today, and we're going to support Mr. Ridgway's motion here. You know, we don't see the point in playing politics if there's no politics to be played. We want to get on and help South Australian farmers right across the state, and we think that there's no point being in people's way if this is something that they want to get out and plant.
Obviously, unlike other crops, it isn't just easy to plant and to grow poppies. What needs to happen now, Minister?
Well, the Primary Industries Department will work through all the relevant things that need to be sorted out as soon as they possibly can. And, you know, we'll help farmers who want to grow poppies. But, you know, we also point out that you know, farmers will have to make individual calculations and decisions, and I'd advise them to have a chat to some of the people down in Tasmania. I was down there a few weeks ago in the Coal River Valley area and spoke to some people who mixed farmers, and you know, one of whom had grown poppies in the past and said, you know, it's not necessarily the big money that everyone talks about, particularly at the moment. There's an oversupply of poppies, so and also they're very, very temperamental and very I guess they're not very tolerant to high levels of water, so you have to be very careful about how you grow them. But that's for up to individual farmers. At least they can make that decision now, and you know, take the risk if that's what they want to do by planting poppies. Once we get this legislation through both houses of parliament and allow for the cultivation of poppies in South Australia.
So you wouldn't be looking at this as necessarily a lucrative market or a lucrative crop for the whole state to boost our ag economy, but certainly some opportunities for diversification for our farmers?
Yeah, exactly, and diversification is the name of the game. You know, if we have people planting different crops, then, you know, if the price of one's up and the price of others is down, that there's I guess, a better chance to spread your risk. But, yeah, I just sort of advise people to have a chat to, you know, to farmers down in Tasmania who have been growing poppies for a few decades now, and just you know, get some real sort of sensible knowledge about what the chances are, what the risks are, and go into it with your eyes open rather than to sort of think that you know, poppies are going to be this huge bonanza. We know that you know, some of the people who planted poppies in Victoria last year, it was the first season they were able to do it, didn't go as well as they thought they might. And there's three processing plants for the poppies in Australia, and as I understand it, there's more poppies than they need at the moment. So that's, I guess, another risk. But, you know, people will have to make those decisions. The thing is that they can make those decisions now that, you know, once this bill gets through the houses and we open up the way for people to cultivate poppies in South Australia.
As you mentioned, there are those three companies. I spoke with them earlier in the year. That's TPI Enterprises, Tasmanian Alkaloids and GlaxoSmithKline. And at that time, certainly TPI said that they were focusing on Tasmania and the two new regions in Victoria and Northern Territory. Do you think that this may fall flat even if we do have the legislation passed?
Well, that's up to the market to decide. You know, governments can only do so much. We can't really, you know, have too much of an impact on markets. There, I guess there's a worldwide poppy market, and like many commodities, we will be at the whim of what that worldwide market is doing. But at least what we can do is give farmers the opportunity to plant and grow the poppies here in South Australia now.
How soon will the bill be put to the upper and lower house?
Well, I spoke to Mr. Ridgway a bit earlier, the opposition agricultural spokesperson, and I think he intends to get it into the upper house tomorrow. It should go through there with both sides of the house agreeing, and then it'll be in the lower house soon after that. I don't envisage that we'll have too many speakers on either side, so I would say if we haven't got it through by the end of this sitting week, then in the next sitting week, which is in a fortnight.
And you would also need to consult on legislation in terms of the changing in laws to allow the cultivation of a substance here.
Yeah, that's right. So there'll still be some things to work out. We also, you know, the police have obviously been involved in the discussions here. The health department's been involved. Health have been very supportive of it. The police want to make sure that there are things put in place that, you know, some protections. We know that in Tasmania there's been a few deaths over the years from people who have, you know, gone onto a farm and got some poppies and done the wrong thing with them. So we need to be very careful that there are safeguards put in place on farms, and there will be a cost to farmers. We can't bring in, you know, a whole bunch of new rules and regulations without having some sort of framework in there that costs money, and it'll be a user pay system. So we'll work through all the details on that.